So his stomach was exposed and he was just slapping it.
Like, you just don't understand that walking to the store, you could lose your life.
You could lose your life. I started heading up to the first class and let me stop me. Hey, no, no, no.
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie. Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy you owe me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the third episode of Two Guys and a Pro Bowler. Myself, Anthony Adams, number 96, Alex Brown, and number 55, speed limit, Lance Briggs. What's going on, everybody? You like how I said that?
I just said yours like real normal.
Yeah, you did. 96, Alex Brown. And number 55, speed limit.
Yes, why'd you do that?
Lance Briggs.
And that's how I do you. That's how I do you at the boxing matches. I went to the boxing match one time, man, and they had it was me and I forget the guy that was next to me, and they go, number 55 from Chicago Bears, Lance Briggs. And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Doesn't it make you feel terrible? Make you feel little.
Oh man, yeah, we've been boxing, man. What's up, Alex? You gotta get you going, man.
I'm sorry, what?
Boxing.
Boxing.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
It's a great workout. It's a great workout.
It's not though.
You know, you don't spar. You just hit the mitts.
No. Best athletes in the world.
Combinations, man.
Best athletes in the world.
Best hardest workers in the world.
I don't think they're the hardest workers.
It's hard to deny that.
You've been spending now, though, right?
I have spent in the past. Yes.
Well, is it spent or spun? Have you spun?
I've spun in the past. You're right.
Or did you spent?
You're right.
You spent it.
You know what? Y'all ain't gonna change me, man. I'm up in Chicago, man. Y'all ain't gonna change me. That's just how I talk, man.
He worked harder than you. That's all I'm saying.
Doing what?
Spinning.
Man, I saw that spin class. That was easy, man. Yeah. What he did, I saw that. It was. I got off my bike and I laid on the floor. There was a lot of strangers there, and I didn't care. I laid on the floor.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't like it either.
What are you talking about?
I was tired.
Don't make it weird.
That I was tired. That I was tired. That's it. Now, when you're tired, you don't care who's around. You're tired. But if you're not that tired, you kind of, I don't want to lay on the floor. I wanted to think, you know what? I was a former athlete. I don't want to lay on the floor. They think I'm dead tired. Nah, I ain't care.
Well, I come from, tired. I mean, this is the nature of the culture that I come from.
Oh, God. Sacramento.
No matter how tired you are, you don't bend over. You know, you always stand up and you walk away. That's just.
Even when it's over. Oh no, when it's over, you give everything you got.
Absolutely. In between
that first and that fourth quarter, when it's over, I don't care what you do. You lay on the ground. I don't care. It's over.
When it's over, it's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Hey man, let's get straight to it, man. This is what the fans want to know, man. Mitchell Trubisky is starting.
How do you know?
He is starting.
Wait. Is this
what do you mean? How do I know?
Is this the real deal?
News.
It's the real deal.
Was this a leak?
No, it was not.
What?
Okay. This is,
are you an insider?
Are you on Twitter?
What shows are you on? What shows are you on?
What are you talking about?
Listen, man. Inside the Bears?
It's starting.
I want to know you guys.
What do you guys think?
Mitchell Trubisky is starting. It had to happen. Honestly, I mean, just going by what you've seen from Mike Glennon, I don't know if he's ready or not, but like I tweeted and I put on Instagram, ready or not, he needs to be in there. Yeah, he has to be in there. I'm sorry.
At this point, too, let's start the process of getting him ready. Whether he comes out firing all cylinders or he doesn't, you know, now the learning curve starts to begin for the young man.
True.
You know, he's going to be here. So if the learning curve takes a little bit longer or if the learning terms take shorter, at least we know it begins against the Vikings on Monday night.
And I don't know. I talked to you about this, Briggs, over the weekend. Like, just having him start in this particular game, the Vikings defense is the real deal, bro.
Yeah.
They're the real deal. They're not gonna rush four. Yeah. And they coming.
I'm
glad we got this 10-day period to get him ready. Mm-hmm. It's a little longer. You can get him ready for this game and build in a package for him against this particular defense. But I mean, let's go. Just let him be himself, and let's please run the football to keep that
fight
pressure off
against Detroit, too.
Yeah, they were.
They were in a fight against Detroit.
Were.
Low score.
Was it 14-7?
14-7. Yeah, tough game. Tough game. And I don't know if what you guys think. Do y'all think it has something to do with what Deshaun Watson did this weekend?
Ooh.
You think that had maybe something to do? You see this rookie right here going out there, and he is tearing it up.
Man, you know, I talked about Deshaun Watson. He was my favorite quarterback coming into this draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just watching the guy perform and on the highest stage at college against the best defense in college, you know, numerous times.
Yep.
You know, and his accuracy is off a little bit. I said, this guy perform. He has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
He has everything that you want to see to inspire, plays inspiring ball. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not a surprise to see him playing well this early. Now, the consistency, you know, it's not consistent yet. You got to put together a season of consistent play before I can say, you know, this guy, okay, this is exactly who he is. But I'm not surprised to see him at least start this way.
The 3 weeks he's been in, he's gradually gotten better and better. But I'm actually surprised. I'm actually surprised because when he came out, I wasn't – what did he do well? Like, what was he so good at? Like, he wasn't –
He read defenses.
He wasn't super
accurate.
He read
defenses.
He wasn't – he's not the most agile guy. He's not a Michael Vick. He's not
– He can move his feet to park
it. I'm talking about Deshaun.
Oh, okay.
He's not Michael Vick. He's not RG3 when they came out. So, we – like, there are other guys that have came out and that are way faster than him. So, he wasn't that guy. He wasn't the most accurate guy. He's just – like, what made him so good? And that's what people said. Okay. They say he was a leader. He is a
Absolutely.
Leader. And I get it, but I didn't know if that would translate so fast to the NFL. And apparently it has.
And there's a bunch of quarterbacks you could say were leaders in college. You know, Johnny Manziel was a leader for his team.
Yep. Yeah,
that doesn't translate
Some
over
people
all the
are
time.
Just exactly. Good college
he was
players.
Leader off the field
like,
too.
That's
Danny Werfel was a great college player.
Mm. Yes.
Tim Tebow, a great college player.
And I mean. Come on, you got
a
Tim Tebow.
He's a good baseball player.
Translate, great baseball player.
He's a great baseball
player. Great interviewer. Great analyst. Okay.
He's an overall great guy.
Well, absolutely.
He is. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. He has a trophy. I mean, a statue.
Yes.
A lot of people can't say that.
That's true.
But Mitchell could do the same thing, though, right?
He could. He very well could. I think with this team, we still have to go first and foremost. We got to run the football.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be about. You have to run it, and it's got to be Jordan Howard, and then it's got to be Cohen. And then early on, you got to go short passes. Get the ball. Get him in and out.
Bootlegs,
Yeah, get him out. Because he has that talent. Hopefully he can give this team a good chance to win come Minnesota.
Well, being as though we all play defense, when y'all saw that we're going to play a rookie, what is the first thought in your mind? Just like – I got to get in this dude's face. We're going to blitz. I know Lance, he used to act like he wasn't going to blitz and then blitz. Like, he was really good at doing that. So, what do you think? What are you thinking when you see, oh, we got a rookie, man? It,
I'm sure
to be lights out.
We were all together this year, but Sam Bradford's rookie year. Sam Bradford's rookie year, watching tape on him, he was a guy who would look at his first read and then go to the check down every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and defensively, you know, especially with the pass rush, you know, we were getting good pass rush in the preseason.
Thank you.
So I knew in the preseason that we could play fast as a defense. I can get back, make my read, and then break.
Yeah.
You know, if he's looking away, I'm breaking. So in that game, we had a lot of blow up hits. You know, if the D line wasn't getting to him, he was throwing the ball pretty quick. But we knew exactly where to go. You know, and that's you know him being different than maybe. You know, maybe Andrew Luck, maybe Jameis Winston, who might look you off, you know, and come back and have the ability to throw blind. You know, Sam Bradford was easy to play because he was only going to two guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he was only going to two guys. So I think playing a rookie quarterback, you want to pay attention to what his mannerisms are, what his characteristics are, what he does in the pocket.
I think it's according to what defense you play. So when I played here, it was more of what Lance is saying. Let's just rush four.
Before you became Benedict Arnold, but go ahead.
And then let's rush four because we don't need to blitz this kid. We don't need to blitz him. Let's rush four and let's drop back and make him make some throws. Down at the Saints, it was when you get a rookie or a young quarterback, it was more like, let's trick him. Let's make him think we got four coming here, and he changed the protection. Then you got four coming the other way. So it was just a little different, but you absolutely want to confuse him, want to throw stuff at him that he's never seen.
Yeah.
And I think you can do that a lot of different ways, but with the Vikings, I think they're coming with four, man.
Monday night.
This is what night. This is what he grew up watching.
It's going down.
Yes, he grew up watching this.
You remember what coaches say, Uncle Ray Ray can watch this. Like, yes. You got cable, you watch this game.
Everybody
right here,
watches this. Mom, dad, uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody's watching this game.
Injury list. O-lineman, Bears O-lineman on the injury list right now. Who's going to be active for the Bears for Monday night?
I don't think they put him out there if Sitton
and Long
isn't there.
Correct.
So I think these guys are going to be good to go to come back or to play this week. So I don't think they put him out there without it. You just can't.
And I hope they're doing extra shotgun snaps during practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that snap gets back to him.
Yeah.
On time. That brisk might, and in the hands with the laces already aligned with the fingers.
I'm just nervous that he is gonna be nervous. He's gonna be nervous. I think we'll see it in that first quarter.
Every guy's nervous before. Yeah,
so I wasn't nervous on the first Monday Night Football game. No.
Anyway, I was anxious. I was anxious. I don't know if I was nervous. I was anxious. I was ready to go.
Butterflies.
Butterflies.
That's a different way of saying nervous.
Nervous means you're scared.
No, not necessarily.
Here we go.
To me, nervous.
And
not
now
necessarily.
The debate begins.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well,
nerves. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're scared. It means you're anxious. Mm. You're anxious. You know, you don't want to F up.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You don't want to F up.
When you try not to F up, then you
FUBAR.
Make
more. You
yes,
F
FUBAR.
Up. FUBAR.
Right, FUBAR.
This is the F word.
Beyond all recognition.
When you try not to mess up, what do? You make more mistakes. That's what you do. That's what you tend to do. I don't want him to go out there and try to not make a mistake. Right. Go make plays. Go do what you've always
do
done.
What you do.
You know, that's what I want him to do. And I don't think he's going to be in that. On a Monday night, his first snap in the NFL. That's why I thought it was really important that they should have got him in last week to kind of get that out. So,
I mean,
we're talking about a team and the Minnesota Vikings that, I mean, we've seen them play well on offense. And we've seen them struggle last week. But if we give up something like a pick six, how does he respond to that? Like, how will he respond to things not going so well. Yeah. And that's going to be the key. That's what I'll be looking for.
Will he be a spark? I want to see if he can be a spark for the team. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we go out there, we talk about nerves and stuff like that. When you go out, the one thing I'm nervous about is if I don't go out within the first three plays and make a play, you know, in my mind, I'm like, you're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not doing enough.
You start to press.
You know, and
I
then, we,
see
and
the
then
first
we sit down.
Third and long.
And when we sit down, I sit down. You know, next to Lack, and I'm like, how you doing today? So, man, I think I might have two tackles. I'm like, I think I might have one.
but see, that just meant that your D-line was balling.
We're balling.
We were balling, you know. We got you. We got you.
Agreed.
So we got you.
Agreed.
What I remember most about Monday night, though, just like the whole atmosphere. I remember one Monday night we played at Detroit. And Michael Buffer came out, like, let's get ready to – I was on the other sideline, like, I'm trying to get ready, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, that's kind of tight, dog. Like, Michael Buffer is out here in the D, talking about let's get ready to run. I was like, yo, this is tight, yeah.
I remember being in a circle before the game, and one of my teammates pulled his jersey over his stomach, so his stomach was exposed, and he was just slapping it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh man,
that's hilarious.
That was funny.
That was Spice
good
himself.
Times. Good yes. times, dude.
Yes.
Needless to say, I broke it down every week after that.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I don't know, man. I think maybe, gosh, the nerves. Obviously, they're there with that first Monday night game. But God dang, man, just knowing that everybody, not just mom and dad is going to watch whether you play on Sunday, Thursday, or Monday.
Yeah.
But knowing that everybody's watching, your peers in the NFL, everybody's watching, you know, because there's no other game. So knowing that every quarterback for Trubisky, every quarterback in the NFL is watching this
eyes
game
on.
Right here.
Yep. All
you
eyes
know,
on
they want to no see question. What the Bears have in this young quarterback against a top five defense.
Yep.
So he could really make a statement coming out in this game and say, hey, I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
Supercharge it.
All right, let's switch gears now. Let's get serious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are talking about these anthem protests.
Yep.
And a lot of people think that politics and sports should be separated. What's your thoughts on it? I just had a conversation about it. I think you should have the freedom and a right to protest when and wherever you want. And these are peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, as players or student athletes or whatever, I think you should have the right and the freedom to peacefully protest when and wherever you want.
Man. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. I think what
is the reason for the protest?
I don't think it even matters, honestly. I mean, our brothers and sisters of the armed forces fight, and they take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. That is what it says. That is the oath they take. The First Amendment of that Constitution is a freedom of speech. You get that right. You have that right to do all of that, to express what religion they you can't control what religion somebody has, what people choose and choose not to say. You can't go against the Constitution because you don't agree with how somebody's doing something. You just can't do it. That's not how the Constitution works.
You see, is it the U.S. Navy team or the Army team?
Yeah.
The whole team?
Yep.
Took a knee?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, the whole team took a knee.
I'm telling you, I've talked to classmates that have been in the service that are 20 years in. I got two brothers. One's 18 in and one's at 25 and he's about to retire. And they told me on separate occasions, so I talked to them at different times, they told me they fight so we will have the choice, so we can have the choice.
Right. Right.
Not because so we choose one way or the other. It's because you have that choice, and that is what makes America so great. Now, because people don't agree with it doesn't mean that this person is going against the Constitution or this person isn't American or whatever. Like, you have the choice to do it. So that's how I am, and that's where I feel. Mm-hmm. That's where I sit on it. But as far as sports and politics, I think until we start to talk about these subjects that make us uncomfortable,
I agree with you.
Then it's not gonna the world's not gonna be a better place.
But I think it's opened a lot of eyes now, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of. I'm having the conversation on a daily basis now.
Absolutely, yeah.
where just you know my neighbors, you know I'm at a restaurant, I'm out and about, I'm at the park, I'm having these conversations. And I think now it's time also to start talking about what are some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody asked me, I said, well, I can tell you one issue that I have, you know, are the school books. I said, in the school books, I said, when I was, you know, over 20 years ago, when I was in elementary school, they told me, you know, why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving, well, you know, Christopher Columbus came over and the pilgrims, you know, and the Indians, they had this feast and now we celebrate
right.
Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think it's BS because, you know, my nieces and nephews ran and I asked them, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, my teacher says that Christopher Columbus came over and the pilgrims and the Indians and they put together this feast and now we celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, that is false. Like, okay.
That is false. Yes.
There's a dirty history to our country, mm-hmm. you know, and as great as it is, we should not sweep the dirty parts out just to make it look squeaky clean or as clean as possible. I think we need to accept the good and the bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get greater as a nation by saying that we're not going to acknowledge the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we get better by acknowledging not only the bad stuff, but knowing because of the bad stuff, we can become greater and we can come closer by changing and not allowing the bad stuff to become our future.
Right. I mean, changing. We don't learn from our past, we're mm-hmm. damned to repeat it, right? Yeah. So it's going to happen again. So we have to learn from it. We can't forget it. And like mm-hmm. Lance said, you can't sweep it under the rug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to learn from it. You have to move on. And I think we do have an issue with that part too, and that's moving on, moving past it. Like my mom and dad grew up in a time in the South that wasn't the same time that I grew up in.
Right.
Now, it was a little bit. I still caught a little bit of it as far as racism and all that back home, but it's just it's different. It's a different time, and now it's even more different. Like the school our kids go to now is so diverse. They celebrate everybody's holiday, you know? Yeah. Like, well, it doesn't matter, like, whose holiday is. It's so diverse. So it's starting to change, but that doesn't mean we forget the history. We just have to understand that we're not living in that same time now.
Right.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, they can't wrap their head around the method to see the message. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think that's where a lot of people get in trouble, because they can't empathize like with what's going on. And it's sad, man. It's sad.
You know what I heard?
But Kaepernick did this over a year ago to raise awareness. And right. we're still talking about it. So job well done.
It's also easy for, you know, one thing I can't stand is I can't stand a stat. You know, when somebody says, well, you know,
three players.
Well, blacks are killing blacks because this stat says in this area that this is what's happening. You know, this country has 13% blacks. You know, and that's a small percentage in the grand scheme of things. You know, and a majority of blacks live in specific, you know, underprivileged areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when none of us kids were asked to come here. None of the kids were asked to come here, but it's a difference between being in an affluent white neighborhood versus a rough black neighborhood, and what you're asked to do as far as, let's say, you get up in the morning and you're supposed to, your job is to get good grades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So over here, you know, I go to school, get on the bus, I go there, I work on getting my good grades. In this other neighborhood, I not only have to work on getting good grades, but I have to survive the day.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a big difference between having to survive the day mm-hmm. and good grades.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't live in it, then you don't have any idea.
You have no clue.
You're on the outside looking in saying, mm-hmm. oh, you should be able to do this. Like, you just don't understand that walking to the store, you could lose your life.
You could lose your life.
Yeah. Like, you grew up in the D.
Yeah, Detroit.
You grew up in the D,
Detroit,
man.
Yes,
you
did. Man, the dirty D, man. The dirty midden.
Mm-hmm.
The dirty midden, man. Mm-hmm.
Some people get out of where they're at, and it is a blessing
right.
to just get
no
out.
No question.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No question. And, I mean, to switch gears
mm-hmm.
and to talk about survival.
Oh, another gear.
We played a game on the sideline at practice, the movie game. Y'all remember the movie game?
No, on, it's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It is dumb.
It's one of the greatest games ever.
It's not,
dude.
Because if you don't follow movies like Charles Tillman or Lance Briggs or Anthony Adams,
you don't follow movies. So this was a game that you didn't like.
No. I stopped.
Hold on.
I stopped following movies when I got called out my rookie year. You weren't here. Greg Blotch called me out as far as I didn't know I was screwing up on my plays on my playbook. And he asked me a question about, I believe the movie was Life. And I named off about eight characters, boy, right off the bat. He was like,
and none of them were it.
No, I was right. He looked back up at the boy, so why you can't get this right? Oh, man. I'm like, God dang. Oh, so he killed me. So it kind of took me off of the, I backed off the movies a little bit because I need to learn my stuff.
Here's a good question. What bus did you guys ride on? When we all played for the Bears,
bus three, yeah.
I didn't ride on any of them. I rode over with the trainers. Serious, I rode over with the trainers.
You never rode on any of the buses.
No.
Oh my god.
Do you mean going to the game?
Yes.
Game day.
What's hard about
this
question?
Come on, man.
It's different buses, man.
Nah, there's only one bus that matters.
No, listen, okay.
There's only one bus that matters. Listen, if you're not saying three,
the bus
then you're not one of the playmakers.
The bus going to the
bus
airport.
Three.
Yes, it was bus three.
Really?
I remember
Wale, you had to pull that out of you.
Hey, I thought you meant game day, going to the game. I didn't ride on those buses. I rode on the bus with the trainers because I wanted to be the first one there.
All right.
I remember.
Because you know how it is. When you get there, it's like 30 people that want to get in the hot tub and all that.
I took a cab to the game.
I don't know what bus. I don't know what bus, you know, because you always got to let the guys that can play, you let them know. I don't know what bus Matt Forte was on beforehand, but, you know, after it was like, hey, players on bus three. That's where we are. You know?
But, you know, if you were starting, you was in first class.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Well, if you were balling and starting, because ain't enough first class, it ain't 22 first class seats. So
what? Offense and defense linemen, I should say.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Thank you.
Starting offense, defense linemen. Defense,
well, it didn't start like that. Well, it started, Levy was, he was divvying it out. So if you had a big week.
Oh, you was up there.
Oh, yeah. He got me and Peanut up one week.
We were mad.
He said, hey.
They doing up here.
Yeah.
Look, itty bitty self. They can sit in the back.
So I'm thinking we moved up the next week.
When was this? This is like this was our second
this
year?
This was, yeah, one of those first couple years.
First couple years.
So then the next week, I started heading up to the first class and Levy stopped me. Hey, no. He said, that was last week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
No, you understand how mad somebody is.
Big guy. Yeah. Where you going, big guy?
No, it makes you upset when you see Charles Tillman, 6'2", 198 pounds, sitting in that big first class seat. No, man. That means
you want to take care of your playmakers. Take care of your playmakers.
Got to go in the back. They sit in the middle seat. No, man. They can't do that. No. That is horrible.
You get extra gummy bears and bear juice
out
there, man.
He coming back.
Oh, we don't have any more. We don't have it anymore. We gave him all the first class.
No, that was great though. If you're in first class, you feel like you made it. You know, you feel like you sit in that first class, or you know when you get on that plane, you walk up them stairs and you make that left.
Mm-hmm.
That left to first class. You make that right, but you know.
Yeah.
You got
some work to do.
You a couple bad plays from being on the street.
You got some work to do. You make
you
that
find
right.
Find yourself back with the staff.
Yes.
Sitting three to a seat, three to a row.
When we went to the Super Bowl.
Shut up, man. Here we go.
when we got to the hotel and you had your name on the car, right?
Yeah.
So all the playmakers had a car.
Mm.
You get a car.
Yep.
If you didn't have everybody looking, is my name in that? You knew you were somebody, but you got your name in the car.
Cadillacs.
Yes. All caddies. What did y'all get in San Fran?
Coming to America. It's my movie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is it on you now? It's on you now, Lance?
No.
No? We're going this way.
No, we're definitely, we don't have enough time for that.
Yes, we do,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
The movie game I just started.
You have numbers counting down right now.
I know.
Counting down fast.
Hold on. Coming to America. What? I don't even know the game. Hold
you don't
on.
Know
what
how the game goes, man?
Arsenio Hall.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the TV show. The TV show,
Arsenio. Are you kidding me right now?
Mess. No. Is that not?
Mess. No, you have to name another movie with an actor.
Arsenio Hall is in that movie, in the TV show.
You have to name a movie, not a person.
The Connection.
The Arsenio Hall Show. Really?
That's not a movie.
Okay,
what's wrong with you?
All right. It's a short movie.
He knows.
That's why
doing.
He don't.
He knows what he's doing. See? He's been around the game
he's
too okay, long.
He's been
what about
Killjoy
Raw?
Right now, man.
Raw. Delirious.
Nah.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Delirious. Go ahead. Who else? I got him. I got it. He can't. Because there's nobody else in it.
Harlem Nights.
Okay. The Toy.
Nice. Nice.
And five.
Four.
Three.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
From
go ahead.
The Toy?
From The Toy?
Jurassic Park.
From The Toy. Samuel L? You think Samuel L?
Samuel L wasn't in The Toy.
I know he wasn't. So,
so he's out.
I challenge you. What is your connection?
Oh, you're challenging me? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I know you know.
He tried to act like, yeah, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, that's why I was bad at that game, man.
Yeah, you
I'm
just,
done.
You're
not sweating
very good.
Still. What is happening?
Good. I
right
win.
Here?
Thank you.
You didn't win.
Right, it's last, spin. It's your spin
one,
class,
man. Who's the best player in the game right now? Best player in the game.
Offense, defense,
don't
matter.
Don't matter. Special teams.
Oh my god.
Off the top of my head, I can't.
Man,
I'm
best
a,
player.
I'll go with Von Miller.
I'm gonna go with Kareem Hunt.
Best player in the game.
Right now?
Dang.
Ain't nobody playing better than Kareem Hunt right now. Nobody.
Von Miller is.
No, he's not. Kareem Hunt is leading the league in rushing.
Impact the game.
Von Miller don't even lead the league in sacks. What are we
he
talking about?
To?
He doesn't, is
he
my question.
To?
Or my statement. He does not lead the league.
He about to. Who does?
Exactly. No, it's the kid from Detroit. It's a kid from Detroit.
Ziggy?
Ziggy. He leads
Ziggy.
The league. Yeah. So no. You gonna
don't.
Pick a guy that's fourth in the league at his position? No.
They tried to chip Von.
You saw it?
Yes. He still split the chip sack. And got the sack.
Really?
Wow.
Really? Really? That's a wild.
He can't.
Man, it was
he
a
can't
wild.
Stand when you talk about
Watt,
sacks.
J.J. Watt
can't
does
stand
that.
When you talk about
no,
sacks.
I'm just
like,
saying.
You have to be a
other
complete
people
football
do that.
Player.
Other
you have
people
to
do
play
that.
Run and then you have
now,
to
now,
drop
I think
back
he does.
In coverage.
Hold on. Now, I think he does.
And
there's some people I don't think so.
Bob Miller got some of the best commercials, too. His dance moves off the chain.
Yes. Just because he's popular don't mean he's the best player in the league. Come on, he make a commercial.
He's pretty.
Who do you have?
We got Alex. All,
who do you have?
If we were, if I was picking between them two, I would pick Von Miller.
There we go.
Bam. We didn't say between them two. Bam. We said in the league.
I don't know, man.
Guess what? I love ending with Alex being mad. Like it's the best in the world, man.
But you're
shout
wrong.
Shout out to Von Miller, man. Best player in the league, man.
Von Miller, I love you, man. But
me,
not yet.
Briggs think so. Alex gonna go offensive.
I'm just going to best player. Offense, defense, doesn't matter. I'm going to best player right now, today, Kareem Hunt. Balling out of control. Keep it up, young man.
Anyways, guys,
young fella.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes because, you know, I got four kids to feed. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Two guys and a Pro Bowler. We out.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.